All right, so for tonight, I have a short song special for an audience of one. So happy birthday.
Sherry, Sherry baby, Sherry, Sherry berry, Sherry baby,
Sherry baby,
Sherry, happy birthday to you
from the Ramblecast. There you go. Happy birthday, Sherry. Today is actually your birthday. Everybody's muted but me.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sherry. That I'm going to say it, Nick. Your best one yet. And perfect.
I rarely get to hit those falsettos. So
That was nice. Did it better than Jay could.
Well, hopefully she heard that. And
She's in the chat.
She said nice. Thank you.
Yeah. I almost wanted to call this like Sherry's birthday, party. So.
She's here on her birthday.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Chris said, "The hell with it. I'm not showing up. I don't care.
I got to go out to the Cape."
Hey, did anyone think you had those people blocking the I-95 up in what, Massachusetts? Did anyone think it was Chris who was part of it?
I hadn't heard about that.
It was like Saturday or something like that.
There we
go. Anyway, I'm just kidding. I was trying to find a link to it so I could send it to the Ramblecast text, but I couldn't find it.
I was just wondering, like, why does Sherry want to spend her birthday with us?
Why not? I would, if it was my birthday, I'd want to spend it with us.
I think we have spent birthdays with each other on the show before.
We have, yeah.
Pretty sure. So we've had a few come and go. I mean, Jax is August 10th?
Oh, so close.
11th.
There you go.
Okay, all right. I knew it was right around my.
That's great because I don't know anybody's birthday.
Oh, okay.
If it weren't for my wife, I'd never wish anybody a happy birthday. Other than Facebook, which tells me whose birthday.
Exactly. That's the only reason why I still stay on Facebook is just for the birthday reminders. And there's people like Chris who purposely hide their birthday.
Yes.
It's like either you love me and you remember my birthday, or you don't. And it's like
some people will actually block where you can't wish them a happy birthday unless you send them a message.
Oh,
and then the next day they open it back up because they don't want people sending them happy birthday messages like that. So I send them a message. Fuck you.
I know. Nick's is at the beginning of January, and yep. I relatively know that Chris is somewhere either at the end of spring
May.
He's May.
He's like late May, I think.
Yeah, I know. Late spring, early summer is what I was going to guess.
I know four people that their birthday is January 27th.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
My mom and then some friends, January 27th.
Oh, I did have a weird serendipitous moment on Facebook where, so we've had a carpenter visiting our house and working on stuff, and I've been working.
Well, there's only one left.
Only one what?
Birthday.
Carpenter. There's only one carpenter.
Oh, no. So anyway,
too soon.
His birthday was. So it was weird because it was like his birthday was like January 29th. And then like I was on Facebook and there was just like all of these random people that I knew in my life. And I was like, huh, your birthday's today. Your birthday's today.
Yeah.
It was just like a kind of funny when you it's like you get a cross section of people's.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's weird for me. Like, of course, most of my family's passed on now. But like almost all of my family on my mom's side were all born in Capricorn. So like my uncle was the 25th of December. My mom's the 30th of December. My sister's January 1st. My grandfather's January 2nd. I'm January 4th. So
we know when your family has sex.
Yeah, exactly. We're all just April. We're all just getting it on. You know, as soon as spring happens, it's time. You see the bunnies. Yeah. You see the bunnies humping. Might as well.
When you start to say Capricorn, I was thinking Caprica.
Caprica.
Oh.
Caprica from Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. I go. Hey.
I was thinking of Twitter pated. From Bambi, like everybody in spring and in the movie Bambi, they get Twitter pated is what the owl says it, I think. And so basically it's shorthand for they get horny. So I just think it's funny. I think it's funny that, in Bambi, it's like
they're cleaning the gutters.
They're doing something. So
it's like probably my favorite Cat Stevens record is one of his first ones. It's called Mona Bone Jackin'.
Oh, yeah.
1970. I love it record. Mm-hmm. But the title of that, and there's also a track named the same thing, that's what he called his penis.
Oh.
which is so weird.
That is so weird. And then when, don't think if I had a musical album, I'd name it.
Yeah,
you know, my dick.
That's what he named it. And then, like, when you listen to that song, knowing that that's what he called his penis, he's like, "I got a Mona Bone Jackin', but it won't be lonely for long." And you're like, "God, what the hell?" Like,
nice.
He kind of just ruined that for me. But thanks. Sorry, but
that's what it's like. What is it? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Snozzberry.
Right, Snozzberry. I did. That's right. I brought that one up too, didn't I? For everyone out there, Snozzberry is dick.
I mean, there's a lot of musicians.
I want the Snozzberry.
There's a lot of musicians that go by different forms of dick names. So, you know, yeah. I mean,
Dickhead.
Cat Stevens was just ahead of his time. So, but anyway, yeah, I like that album. And now it's kind of, and what does the trash can have to do with the, like,
he just, because he just drew his own stuff. I don't know why he chose the trash can. That was weird. But that's, I love that.
Maybe because he was looking for a receptacle.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. but yeah, I mean, because, like, you know,
maybe that's where he throws his Kleenex.
Tifa the Tillerman and Teaser and Firecat always get, you know,
the
big ones. But I love Mona Bone Jack, and I think it's because, like, whereas in the other two records are more acoustic, it's kind of a blend of acoustic and piano, and it's also a little bit, to me, a more upbeat.
But yeah, it is.
I like it.
Hey, it's not John's birthday. Nobody cares, John.
Packages in the mail, USPS.
Maybe it'll get there.
Maybe it'll get there.
Because USPS, who knows?
FedEx or just go Amazon. There's so many different other services you can use.
DHL.
Yeah, DHL.
That's the Chinese one, isn't it?
We were talking. We were talking last week, or on the last podcast with Chris, because, you know, he's getting ready for his big vacation. All of the things falling apart at work. So I had one of those moments where it was like my last day before we were going to go on, you know, 4th of July weekend vacation. And I get this phone call, you know, and it's just like, oh, I need this paper. I need it, you know, overnighted, you know, next day. And
well, you know, those artists in New York are.
Well, you'd think it was New York or California. Those are the two that I usually get the, like, I need it now. I didn't think about it. I'm last minute. And I, you know, I'm just an arrogant jerk. So. Just I'm generalizing.
So everyone in California and New York are
this was
shirts.
This
you
was
know, from, I can't argue with you.
This was from Florida. This one was from it was like the other
the America's other penis.
It's funny because it's like it's
dolphin
like,
penis.
It's like three. Yeah, here it's barbed.
Oh.
So you know it's like 3:40. You know, it's too late to get it overnighted.
What time do you close?
Well, we close at 6, but keep in mind, UPS picks up at 4. Yeah. The last time that I can drop it off at the UPS store is before 6. And then the USPS, the last time I can drop that off is 5. And this person's like, basically like, I need this overnighted. I need you to get it out, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you better hurry up and decide pretty quick here because like time's running out. Oh, where are you at? You know, I always love it because people don't know where the fuck Indiana's at. I'm like, okay, well, we're on the
next to Montana, planet. Right?
So, right next to Montana.
That's next to Nevada.
Washington.
To a New Yorker, that might as well be Alaska.
It just goes to show, though, that last minute, right before you're trying to get out, and then you get some joker, and then you're like, didn't even end up going with the order.
But just spent, wasting my time.
Yeah, spent 20 minutes on the phone trying to figure out like prices and to be honest, like cost wise, we're talking about like $100 worth of paper. We're making $50. You're spending $175 on getting something overnighted. Like I could care less if you buy it or not. Like who gives a shit? but it was a funny like. Do you have this paper called A1? And I was like, that's not a paper. That's a size.
It's a steak sauce.
Yeah, I was going to say steak sauce, yeah.
Well, sure, it's a steak sauce.
I'm not a fan of A1. I don't.
But in Europe, A1 is a size. So it's a European. So A0, A1, A2, A3. And as the numbers go up in size, the size actually goes down. It comes smaller and smaller. So opposite of Cat Stevens' penis.
I still remember years ago I had the store. I'm getting ready to close up. Kids had a thing at school. I said, I'll be late. I go, I won't be late. So I'm going there to shut the door. As I'm shutting the door, the guy goes, oh, I just caught you. I go, Well, do you have something that you quit? Yeah, yeah. 20 minutes later, I'm still dealing with this guy. I go, hey, dude, you got to wrap this up. He goes, what time do you close? I go, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, I have to be somewhere at my kid's school. I go, oh, I didn't know that. And he still drags it on. I go, dude, just leave it here. Finish, you know, it's just like.
Yeah, just, I mean.
They're so fucking rude.
Yeah, I mean, there's a human decency about that. Like, if I did that, yeah, if I knew, like, you closed at 5 and I got there at 4:59, I'd be like, hey, I'll be 2 minutes. And you better damn believe I'll be 2 minutes. If you said that to me, like, hey, I've got to be at my kid's recital, I'm like, cool, I can be back tomorrow. If not, if it really was an emergency, I'd be like, hey, man, like, this is an emergency. I'll give you $100 just for you if you can give me 10 minutes. You know, like, just was, something. You know, not to be a dick.
Yeah, he was faxing something. I know it's, you know, archaic, but he was filling out the fax sheet, the cover sheet, and I just, dude, you got to speed this up. What's going on with Matt?
I don't know. He's having some kind of technical issues, I guess.
Anyway, just people just bug me. Like, I'm the same way. I go, oh, you're closing? Hey, all right, I can either get this done 2 minutes or I can get the hell out of here.
Or I can wait, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's funny. The people that show up late are always the worst ones.
Yes.
Always. Always the worst ones because they just don't fucking care. You're here for me.
Yeah. I did say, like, get off the phone with him, and I will say this about the customer. I was just like, all right, Murphy's Law, he's going to call back in like 10 minutes, you know, and he's going to want this paper. So I count it out, get it prepped. I don't make the box because, like, I'm not that dumb. And then I wait. It's 5:45, 15 minutes before we're about to close, he calls. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that we ended up finding that paper somewhere else, so we're not going to get it from you. And I was like, okay, great.
Well, at least he called back.
I know, that's the thing. I was like, that was really nice of you, but he was like a kid. I don't know. I say a kid. I say like a 20-something because I think his boss basically he gave him this job. Like, hey, go find this paper, but I'm not going to tell you where.
Go find the A1 steak sauce or like Randy says, tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce would be
tartar.
Better.
Tartar sauce
for fish.
MBE.
I think I've said this once before. One of my favorite things about A1 sauce is if you look at the bottle, it says existed since 1862. And that's what I always find really funny about it, is that at some point in the middle of the American Civil War, someone went, you know what this country needs right now? A great steak sauce. I'm going to make that happen. And
well, there's a lot of meat laying around.
I guess so. Right?
Yeah. They're probably sitting at Gettysburg going.
A lot of old meat, yeah.
Yeah, probably sitting at Gettysburg going, you know, I'm getting hungry. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It was the 1800s. You had to eat what you could find, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Or like
that's Charlie's foot taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a little dry.
He had a little trench foot, but you put this A1 steak sauce on, it tastes great.
Great.
I told him to clean. I told him to dry his socks off. He didn't. He didn't listen.
speaking of customer service. I mean, it's just one of the things that's just today's world we live in. Of course, you know, Matt, you are the whole company, so you have to do it all.
Pretty much. Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm sharing this real quick for Kim, who's in the chat asking about A4 as a standard paper size. So it's close to letter. So
yeah, A4. Yeah.
So you can see kind of how 11. The, and again, these are European measurements. So
why are we going with them?
It's just related to the you know, the conversation, just trying to, you know, pass on my knowledge to you. Okay, go ahead, Nick.
So anyway, yeah, so a month ago, my cable company sent me a new modem for my internet, which is no big deal. I waited till my parents and family left, and I was like, okay, I installed it.
Yeah, you don't want them, you know, having nice internet.
Well, I didn't want
them. They might stay.
Oh, well, that too, great. But you know how it is. Like you got kids running around, you got everybody going around, and you don't want to do something like that where you're having to disconnect cables and unplug stuff with them there. Because if it doesn't work, then they're going to be bitching.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that is a pain.
So I was like, you know, I'll wait till they leave to where I replace the modem. So I did. Got it, you know, reinstalled, everything hooked up, everything that was existing worked fine. So I noticed, though, because every now and then when Matt and I do Own and Brews, I usually print out my notes just so I have a sheet of paper of everything I've thought about the episode. Well, my printer wasn't working. I was like, what the heck? So I tried to hook it back up. Wouldn't sync. Kept saying Wi-Fi password is wrong. It wasn't wrong. Just something's not working. Get another device in that does Bluetooth. Wouldn't connect to my internet. So I call up the cable company. of course, they send me to a machine. Like, oh, like, we're going to send you to troubleshooting. Here's a here's a text message of where to go on the link. Click it. No, that's not it. You know, call them back again. Like, oh, are you calling back and referring to the blah, 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 blah? No, I'm not. I'm referring to somebody else. Oh, okay. Well, here's another link. People are like, God damn it, I just want to talk to somebody. You know, I don't call people unless it's something I cannot fix. I do it myself all the time. It takes me four calls to I finally get a hold of somebody. And, of course, it's not an American. And so then you have to struggle.
Canadian.
With like,
was it Canadian?
No, it was not a Canadian.
Okay.
They were Jamaican, man. So it was a pleasure to listen to them, but I was also a lot of times like, hey, can you say that again? Because I didn't quite understand it, you know. But we spent probably a good 50 minutes trying to figure out the problem. So finally, he just gave up and goes, I'll just send you a new modem. I was like, all right, appreciate it.
Yeah, we used to have DirecTV years ago, and when we first got it, it was just all fucked up. And every time you called them, they would say, unplug it, wait 15 seconds, and plug it back in.
Right.
And at the 15th time I called them, I said, hold on a second. If you're going to tell me to unplug it and then wait 15 seconds, plug it back in, we're going to have a problem. I'm going to lose it on you. And I go, it's not your fault, but I'm going to lose it on you. She goes, okay, I'm out of options. We'll send a technician out there tomorrow and have it fixed. Because it would get like every other channel. And I'm like going, and I just wanted it for the football package. It's all I wanted back when we first got it. It's all I want. It's just like, Jesus Christ. I've already unplugged it and counted 15 seconds and done the whole thing. Because they still tell you that. Try unplugging it and plug it back in.
Well, that's what of the four times before I actually got hold of a human being, all three options were, we're going to send a ping to your modem to restart it. And I'm like, you've already done this. Obviously. Yeah. But that was not my problem. Yes, it was sending a Wi-Fi signal. Just no new devices were connecting to it. So it's like, that is not the problem. It's like, I don't know. And so it's just.
I remember one time they go, do you have trees in your area? I go, yes. Like, that could be the problem. I go, well, you know what? Those trees, they were here when they installed everything. So they knew there were trees there when they installed it.
I would have just been like, they are getting closer to me.
Now we don't have any trees, so it's not a problem. But
the trees from Wizard of Oz. Yeah, oh, you like it? It's like an apple. Put it out of you.
Or HR Puff and stuff. Yeah. But it's just like, what does that matter? The trees were there the whole time. Dumbass. And then Cindy was, she fought, we were in Five Guys about 5 weeks ago, and she won't go back because we went there, and this girl behind the thing, the register, she was nice to the people in front of us. We get up there, and Cindy goes, hi, how you doing? Nothing. And just, I usually tip, and I'm like, she goes, put that back. Because she was like, what? What? And then she's flipping the cups and she's throwing them in. She's throwing the thing. And I'm like going, maybe it's not just us. Maybe she's having a bad day. The next people, she was all happy and giddy. And I'm like going, so she goes, I'm sick. We got nothing back. So I keep saying, I'm going to put it on Twitter. Because usually if you put something on Twitter, the company will respond. But
nothing.
Yeah, Twitter has kind of taken place of actually writing a letter now, because Twitter can go viral, whereas you can just send a physical letter now. It's like, oh, I'm just dealing with you.
Yeah, because I did that with the pizza. I had crappy pizza, and they sent us a thing, Pizza Hut, for a free pizza and all that different stuff to make up for it. But I keep forgetting to do it, but I said, one of these days I will do it. I'll send I'll just go on Twitter. But I did do a Major League Baseball because I have the Major League Baseball package. The Padres are playing the Washington Nationals, almost at Senators, Washington Nationals in San Diego. Mm-hmm. The game is blacked out here in Raleigh.
Who are you calling old? John.
Yeah, John. You're old.
This is not John the UPS man.
That's John from Kentucky.
That's what I was like. It looks like John from Kentucky,
Yeah, but does that make sense? The game is being – so they expect me because it's the Washington Baltimore's TV radius goes into Raleigh. So I'm expected to drive to Baltimore or Washington to watch my team play.
I pay
for a certain – I'm like going – I almost get it if the game is there in Baltimore and Washington. I would have the option to go to the game, but I'm still 5 hours away one way.
I'm still pulling up John's comment for you. John said, the problem is your old white men stop being so privileged.
Well, if I was privileged, they would take care of it right away. Anyway, so.
I don't think it's privileged to want shit to work. Like, that's all.
Oh, so my wife had gone to the bank just today, actually. She needed something.
Did she ride a bike?
No, she didn't. But good callback, though. No, she needed something notarized. And, I've run into this like a couple times, actually, even with my boss, like trying to get something notarized, and how some people know how to notarize and some people just don't. Like, there's certain levels of notary.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's certain levels of like.
Well, there's different.
It's weird.
Understandings.
Like, so they did the. Like, there was a woman on the phone and she was just kind of like did this. Like, to my wife, like, I can't deal with this.
Oh,
I know. I was like,
was it your bank?
Yeah. Yeah. It's our bank. It's also like our business's bank. And I just want to go back in like Pretty Woman and be like, you just missed my wife. You just missed her. Big mistake. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Taking out all the money.
You know why? Cause they don't charge you for it. Right.
Some do out of the bank. Some probably. Do. If you're a customer.
I would think so.
I was a notary for like 8 years, something like that. I had to take a test every fucking year. Rules didn't change.
You were just in it for the notoriety. I'm punning off of Randy here.
Anyway, I told the story before. I had two parents come in, and their kid was in jail in prison, and they wanted a power of attorney. He was giving them power of attorney. I go, okay, but it's written in pencil. And they go, well, that's all they'll give them in prison. I go, I can't sign. I can't notarize this. They go, why? I go, it's in pencil. I go, I can sign this and you can go and change whatever it is. I go, I can't. And they go, well, they won't give them a pen. I go, I get that. But I'm sure the jail has someone, or the prison has somebody they use, a travel notary that can come in and notarize it for you there. Really? I go, yeah, because I'm not signing this because it's in pencil. I go, there's no notary in the world that should sign this in pencil. And they're like, after they calmed down and listened to me, I go, just call the prison. I'm sure they have a travel notary. Because I thought about doing that, because you could charge like $50 a pop plus signatures.
Yeah. So there was actually a woman, a customer that was tired of waiting on the bank. So boo on the bank again. And she was like, oh, do you need a notary? Oh, I can do that. And she was like, if you want to drive over to my house, like I'll, you know.
This is how Colonel Lyons used to start out.
Right. I know.
It puts the lotion on, Matt.
I was like,
I got gloves.
Never go.
I got to stop and get some duct tape and bags and.
You go to a mutual meeting place, you know. So
yeah, I never understood notary because my grandmother was a notary, and so anything I needed, I just go over. She just punch it and then you leave. And you're like, oh, okay, but yeah, like a UPS does it for free, I think. It does. Like it takes a whole process. Like they're
UPS mailbox, etc. Stores.
The stores. Yeah,
they don't do it.
If the person is
unless they do it now, I don't know.
Yeah, the person's working. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I got one for. So I was transferring my 401k. No, I was transferring. I knew it won't. Because I was transferring my pension from my old work over to my 401k for my new work, and it required like some kind of thing for the forms. And so, like, they just kind of like just had to confirm what it was, and then you're gone. I was like, why? Why does it? I don't understand the whole like why it's needed. But.
And why can't notary go with any of our patron names like Eckhart or?
Yeah, I know.
Ed, I mean, it just doesn't flow, you know. Maggie, no, it doesn't work.
I did one for a cut. She was a really good customer, good person. She was addicted to QVC.
Oh, okay.
And which gave me the idea of doing something with QVC, with mailbox, et cetera. I talked all the way to the vice president. Oh. Had it all lined up.
Wow.
And then mailbox, et cetera, dropped the ball. I don't know what happened with it. That it was going to be that where you could get instant credit. We would fax the information. We'd fax the. Anyway,
you could have saved the company.
I know.
You know, like you were trying to give them a new life and a new lead. You always have to diversify. Whatever.
Yeah, and now all stores do that now. Like with Amazon, they have instant mm-hmm. like Kohl's. You have instant. I go.
Yes.
Oh, I had that idea 25 years ago.
You were groundbreaking.
I know. I know. But yet here I am talking on a podcast with you.
I know.
I'm just kidding. But they. Her dad was dying, and I had to go there on his deathbed and get him to sign something.
Oh, geez.
And I go. She goes, "Would you do that?" I go. He's dying. I go, "Yeah, I'll do that for you." And I was like, it was kind of uncomfortable. John. but anyway,
yeah, that would be uncomfortable.
She ended up buying me a really nice charger jacket.
Oh.
That I still have, but I use it. It's in the garage, and I just pour.
Because she got all of that money from the inheritance.
It's probably a collector's item now because it probably says San Diego on it.
Fuck it, I don't care. I still have San Diego stuff. I still have stuff right here.
It's weird. It's behind that wall.
Who would have thought San Diego even had a team?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. That's like from yesteryear.
Yesteryear. My wife got that for me the year they moved. I go, you know, they might move. She goes, I thought you'd like it. I go, it does say San Diego Chargers, established in 1960, but they didn't go to San Diego until 1961. But anyway,
you can still find them. Like when the Oilers moved to Memphis for two seasons, like you can still find the Memphis. I'm not sure if they're the Memphis Oilers or the Tennessee Oilers, but you know, for a couple of seasons they were. The Oilers still in Tennessee.
Because we're the Memphis Oilers. Memphis Oilers.
But I think I've said
Memphis
that before.
Memphis Oilers number one.
What was ironic, you know, is that you know, the Oilers moved to Tennessee where there is no oil. But when they built the stadium in Nashville, they actually did hit a very small pocket of oil where the stadium sits today. And I was like, oh, that's kind of neat.
Nice money.
Or did they just tell people that?
And then it's funny. Then Houston.
You think about like kids. I mean, think about it, kids today that are playing college ball, or sorry, even some mm-hmm. of the NFL. We're not even born when.
Wow.
You know when they don't even know that there was a team called the Oilers. I have a cap I still wear that's a Houston Oilers cap, and people all the time like stop me and go, "What the hell is that?" I'm like, "It's an Oilers."
Real. You know the Oilers moving played a part in the Chargers moving.
Oh.
Because the Titans or the Oilers moved to Nashville from Houston. LA and Houston were the finalists for an expansion team. LA is such a huge market that it went to Houston and they became the Houston Texans.
Right.
Which left the market open for a team to still go to LA. So
but who became the Texans? I thought that was just a regular expansion team.
It was an expansion team. But LA, who was needs two teams now, was so so desperate for a team. Houston won the bid over LA.
I can see it. Nobody wants to move to LA unless you're dumb.
I think Randy's breaking some
Randy has got some sound wisdom there that Jay Clampett did discover oil in Tennessee, which I don't know where.
Were they in Tennessee?
I think so.
The Beverly Hillbillies?
Yeah, I didn't know.
It's somewhere in the south. It could.
Said, "Jet, move away from there."
It's not in
California. It's the place he had to be. Well, now I got to look it up.
He never does say. I don't think they ever do say the actual state.
I always assumed that he was shooting at a possum. Yeah, so,
probably.
Yeah, my. He's looking that up. Let me share with you something that my cousin shared with me today. So keep in mind my cousin who I just visited.
Is this your female cousin that you might have a child with?
No. I don't know if I have a female.
No, it was a sister. But, the backwoods the backwood hills of the Ozark.
Okay, so that's gonna be Arkansas or Missouri.
Missouri. I probably Missouri, right?
Probably Missouri, yeah.
So it's not Tennessee.
Those 99 or 97 versions.
He lives along an oil-rich swamp.
So I'm sharing with Nick and you know Jack doesn't really give a shit. But these are Star Wars Power of the Force.
I don't care. I gotta look at these.
This is Power of the Force. This is the last line of action figures. unopened. Mm-hmm. Even the R2-D2 here is unpunched, which is even more special. But this is kind of the who would enjoy this is Jay.
So, yeah. The Ewok doesn't look like it's punched either.
Yeah. He said that I think two or three of them are not punched, but, basically, yeah, the end of the line, these are really super rare. I think each one of these goes for, the R2 goes for anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000.
Oh, and these are your cousins. Wow.
So, yeah. Well, he just got these. So his wife's mom is clearing out a barn where she saved a bunch of toys. and my cousin's excited because of all of the classic He-Man figures. and it was in a box with these. And so, of course, he had to share this with me.
Now, I'm really – I love how things come in cycles, you know, like – because, you know, if you're born in the 50s, roughly, you know, like when
like late, Matt was.
Yeah. Well, if you're born in the 50s, you know, you grew up with baseball cards as a kid. Mm-hmm. And so when the late 80s or 90s showed up, when you're roughly 30, 40 years old, you know, they blew up again because that's what they collected when they were kids. And so the cards came hugely popular again. And now, like, no one collects cards anymore. Like, I haven't heard anyone talk about cards in 20, 30 years. And then, like, for our generation, Matt, like, mm-hmm. when we were kids, it's all the Transformers, it's the He-Man, it's all the action figures that we had as kids. We want them again now that we're
right.
adults and we can have that spare money, hopefully, mm-hmm. to buy those things. But so things like that, it's like, you know, the Star Wars stuff, it always will be collectible, but it's like, is it peaking right now
right.
for our generation to where
right.
will it go down in 10 years? You know, like, it's like muscle cars. Made, I'm yeah. sorry, like, one more. Like, so it's like yeah, muscle sure. cars. Like, my dad has been pushing me to sell a lot of my cars, which we did. We sold one a month ago because the baby boomers, as they're starting to die off, it's like, you know, our generation can't afford to buy a $100,000 car that you can barely drive. Yeah, so it's like, mm-hmm. you might as well sell it now while you got some 70-something-year-old man going, man, I used to have that car. I really want right. it, you know, and then
So, I still say with the action figure line that because we're roughly in our 40s, so you have some in their late 30s and some in their 50s, but you still have probably about a good 20 years left of, right. you know. And I was telling him, I was like, well, you know, the next time there's a Star Wars, because they're going to make an episode 10. Come on. It's going to happen eventually.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I'm curious.
It'll happen. It's going to be an older Rey with seeing Grogu grown up, because again, Grogu's like in the Mandalorian, like he's 50, right? Fast forward 30 or another 50 years, he's gonna be older. So, you know, why not? I mean, he's yeah. like a super popular character, and
I think the episodes are done, you know, because it is the Skywalker.
But we thought that was we thought the same thing with the prequels. We were like, "Oh, that's it. We're never going to get any more. George Lucas is done."
It's because Lucas had said that. But right. we also knew in the back of our minds, though, that he had originally had 12 movies envisioned.
Right. Sorry, but we also knew that you know he wasn't going to make any more, mm-hmm. and we didn't know that he was planning on selling it. So
I think if they're going to make any more episodes, then they have to basically let George Lucas do it. Like, say, like, okay, we're going to make another trilogy and let George do it. Other than that, I don't think people will want it.
But I don't see it happening until my kids are having kids.
Yeah.
Because that makes the most sense to, like, have another generation. And all of the kids that have grown up on the sequel trilogy that you hate, they're going to love it. And they're going to, like, still kind of, like, have these... No, I mean, it's anything nostalgia. Like, you grow up with something, love it or hate it. I mean, everybody that's, like, hated the prequels is like, they're like, oh.
If I ever have a child, I'm never letting them watch the sequel trilogy, ever. They'll just be that kid that has no idea it existed.
Sure. If you ever have a kid, I'll be secretly mailing them, like, you know, like, hey.
Can we get back to something more important? The Beverly Hillbillies?
Oh, now, like a commercial break?
Sure. Now, Randy says the Tennessee is in the song. I looked it up. I think it says they're from Kimberly City, Missouri.
Ah.
Now, I have the song ready. Let's see if it says Tennessee in it.
Are you going to sing it? Because you can't play it.
Not I can play it.
Okay. Look, nobody cares about this shit. We were on something else. You're like,
you're oh, we're
talking about those Beverly Hillbillies because that's from my generation.
Go ahead, Jack. Can you play it?
Jack left.
We're waiting, Jack.
I think he's listening.
He's listening to it and not realizing it's not playing to us.
And I moved to Beverly.
He's over just jamming out, thinking, you know.
It's not in the song. It's not in the song. I'm looking up the lyrics.
Jack, you're muted and not playing anything.
Beverly Hills Cop? Or. Billy's.
Oh, that's sorry. That's not Beverly Hills. Curry's a Baylor's Cop. But he is on from. Yeah. Jack, you're muted and you're. I don't know what's going on.
I have no idea what you're doing.
Okay, Randy, there he goes. It says nothing. There's no Tennessee.
Oh, he's listening to it.
He says, Texas tea.
Texas tea. Yeah.
Texas tea. He doesn't say Tennessee. He says Texas tea because Texas tea would be oil.
Oil. Yeah. I knew that.
So, Randy, you've been great with the one liners, but you're wrong on this one. It's Missouri.
Well, let's, you know, not shit on Randy too much because he seems to be the only person emailing in.
Yeah, I meant to say that. Email.
So
we got another email from somebody from Belgium, I think.
They want to talk about waffles.
I didn't read about that. Huh. So yeah. I guess I didn't see that. Oh, so,
you know, good producer is supposed to check the emails.
You know, a producer was gone on vacation, wasn't checking email. So, you know.
Well, you can answer the phone to someone who wants to buy A4 paper, A1 sauce, and not buy it. You can't do the emails where you're making all this money.
So we get this email. it says, by the way, it says ugly Belgian houses. So yeah.
Move to Beverly. Move to Beverly. That's still not Tennessee, Randy.
Randy and Jack are on their
own. I'm gonna be right, damn it.
All right. So the email from somebody not Randy writes in, hey guys.
I hope, wait a second. I hope
I haven't even read this.
I hope Randy doesn't turn out to be right, because I've really given a hard time. They loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly
Hills.
The kin folks said you gotta move away from here. So they loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie star. The Beverly Hills.
Cement pond.
Clean cement pond.
Hey, guys. I really hate the Beverly Hillbillies, but I loved your podcast 2 weeks ago. Although I also missed Jack. That's weird.
That's when I was sick.
Matt, you reached your funniest self.
He wishes he could remember. It's just a blur. It's as blurry as his background right now. That's what he was seeing. Look at the colors, man.
Oh, Randy, man. Randy gave in.
No, I think he's putting okay as in Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, 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 Oklahoma.
That only comes from working in the shipping industry, right? I loved your podcast, blah, blah, blah. Matt, you reached, yeah, okay. Thank you.
You don't have to read that you got a compliment twice.
I'm trying to catch up where, and since the house market came up again this week, I wanted to share my opinion on it. My husband and I have been trying to buy a house for 2 years now, but after the last offer we put on a house 2 months ago, we decided to put the whole thing on hold. We were strongly advised not to buy now and maybe for a few years. It is simply not the wisest financial decision. House prices are ridiculous around the world and in our city particularly. So as it is a historic place, plus finding a reasonable looking house in Belgium is more difficult than we imagined. Belgians have a very weird sense of aesthetics when it comes to architecture. Just look at these examples and I'll share these here once I get the technology.
I saw the photos. Yeah, it's crazy.
No, I'll share them on the screen for the listeners that are joining us live too. Just look at these examples. Well, a good listener and podcaster for the RCAD would have looked at the email.
No, I just show up.
Okay. Just look at these examples from the now highly popular site, Ugly Belgian Houses. So apparently that's a popular site. Yes, it's a thing. It breaks my heart a little not being able to buy a house with a nice garden where my kids can. Are you gonna just like sing over her? I mean, she's put her house and she heart into this email.
You should be. She's writing this for her who wrote in.
From Bell City.
Wait, does this mean you're going to go read the part where she compliments you again?
I will. I
mean,
this came from the transatlantic cable, you know, like this. All the way to the States.
I'm trying to get really high. Okay.
Who's interrupting now?
It breaks my heart a little not being able to hear my email read on the podcast or to buy a house with a nice garden where my kids can play and I can grow things, mainly pot. I added that. but I'm accepting that right now. It is just impossible. So in the meantime, I will just be happy. I don't have to be the proud owner of one of these ugly half houses. Enjoy your summer, guys. Always listening. Liliana, a house like this one is easily selling for 500 euros. What?
500,000. So that's like 650 or something like that.
US. Yeah, 500,000. I didn't put the. But there is a Tumblr page here for ugly Belgian houses, and that house is like hilarious.
And that image, I couldn't believe it. I was like, is that really a real thing? I mean, for everyone out there, it's literally a house cut in half, and you're like,
yeah,
who? How is that a thing?
Well, did they cut the house in half so they could sell both halves?
No, it's actually just a half house.
I will share this momentarily for everybody.
Like, think of a house like with a frame, and then just cut it down the center.
Like almost as if you had a lightsaber, you know. Yeah. So
we're always coming back to Star Wars.
Trying. All right, here we go. Momentarily here, pulling this up to share it with everyone. And
best produced podcast.
I know. If I was ahead of the game and knew this email existed, maybe I would. So.
Oh my God. That's not Photoshop? That's not Photoshop?
Nope.
That's not Photoshop. That's a house that's cut in half. Isn't that crazy? Who builds a house like this? Yeah.
I do like the tree in the front.
And that house is not the one that's going for 500,000 euros. So, and I will share the one that's going for 500,000 euros.
So was it actually cut in half or just made that way?
I think it was made that way.
Because that's obviously a driveway, right? For the park your car. Is that a garage?
No.
Oh, because there's something on the other side, too. Is it a fence? And that's a garage on the... Do they have garages?
Some kind of hedge and a fence.
Do they have garages in other countries?
I don't know.
It's selfish to have a garage. Yes. Hell.
Oh, someplace to put your car. Jeez. Or to have a garden for your kids.
Yeah.
There's the one that's going for 500. Yeah. Yeah. Like, look at that. I mean, the doorway is just shitty.
Wait, Americans couldn't even fit through that door.
No.
Well, seriously, if this was California, you'd be going for $1.4 million.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially if it was in San Francisco. Oh, wait, that'd be $3.5 million.
Yeah. It's crazy. I know. Someone put on Twitter the other day about in California, people are like dividing their house, you know, they're renting rooms at their house.
Yeah.
They're just dividing the room with like a curtain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I forgot this. Can't see the curtain. But it's a curtain, and they're charging $1,900 for the space. So literally, you're just buying and the person next to you, and you share the bathroom with the person. But it's not a wall. It's a curtain that you share with
You've just described basically like living in a hostel for the rest of your life.
He doesn't know about hostels, Matt.
I know because we talked about it.
He doesn't understand the concept, though.
But I'm not paying $1,900 to live in a hostel.
Well, that's what I mean. I told you that. Like, I had a friend I went to grad school with who got hired by Apple, moved up to Cupertino, you know, and shared a 2-bedroom with 3 other guys. And they were each paying, I think, $1,300 a piece, you know? And that's sharing, you know, a 2-bedroom. It's nuts. But to go back to the housing though, like it's different. Like I think that wisdom is right not to buy right now if you're in a lot of the other states in the United States. But the thing about Colorado is it's like California or New York. Like people want to really live here, and Colorado is the second most expensive state for housing behind California when it comes to the whole state as a general. Wasn't like New York city proper is super expensive, but the rest of the state is fairly cheap.
People are slowly leaving New York though.
Yeah. But I'm saying, but like, when the 08 housing crisis happened, from what I've been told is that it hardly even made a dent in the housing here. Like it didn't go down at all. It just kept going up and up and up. And
not in California. I know it went down. In some spots, I know it went down. Because their whole blocks, there was nobody living there because they couldn't afford to live there.
But you know, the thing is that you know that the interest rates are going to go up probably at the end of this year or early next year. Because right now they're like at 2.7. And so that's the debate. It's like, do you buy now and the house might be a little bit more expensive, but you're getting locked into a 2.7 rate? Or do you like pay less? You know, maybe it drops, you know, 20,000-30,000, but you're then sealed in at a 3.5 or 3.6 interest rate. So it's up to you. It's
soon, Randy. Soon.
When does Jack Raleigh? Yeah. Oh, God, that'd be scary as hell.
Jack's Raleigh hostel?
He'd have an intercom in every room. He'd just be ranting every now and then. Ah!
Get off my lawn!
San Diego lost again. Your rent went up.
Jack, I didn't want the wake-up call for 5 a.m., okay?
I got grandkids. Yeah. Part of the deal. You got to know it. They're loud.
You think Chris isn't here this week because he got sick?
I think so. I think he got sick. Real sick.
I think we can just say he got sick. That's the reason why he's not here.
I saw him on a beach in an open area in the sun not wearing a mask, and I just was like, you cad.
You cad.
You Delta dude. Delta,
you're getting that variant. Delta. Yeah, that Delta variant. So I don't want that Delta variant.
It's kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, so I was reading a whole thing about, like, you know, if you've had the Johnson & Johnson, like, do you try to get the Pfizer, you know? Because it's actually a different style of, like, it does the same thing, but it's a different type of... And most of the studies are on Pfizer and Moderna. They're not
You hear the rumor that it's all just like a placebo?
Oh.
Then how do you explain then, like, the people when they get this? Okay.
And then we went into a deep Q&A.
wait, I'm going to push back on that one.
I'm just kidding.
Well, in India, there was actually some scam. There were some scam ones that were going on, though.
I'm sure there was some here.
All of my coworkers have sworn once they got the shot, their cell service went. Like, it's unbelievably good now. So.
The reason I brought that up is Cindy and I, we both said the second one that everybody said it was going to be the worst.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing. I said maybe it's just placebo.
Well, supposedly, like, the younger you are, the second shot affects you more, and the older you are, the less you feel it.
No, the first one knocked. Oh. I was exhausted. I just couldn't stay awake.
That's weird because, like, Chris had it. He kicked his ass both times. My wife, it really just only kicked her ass the second time. You know.
You know why it was Chris? This week.
Yeah, it was like
a wuss.
He was like, oh man. Although I hear that, like, smoking weed can make you run fast, like super fast.
Well, the thing is that his shots both were Boston cream filled, so he's just, like, injecting it directly.
I know there's a big debate going on about that. Like I said, it's an archaic rule.
Yeah.
But it is a rule that everybody knows about. Why would you do that? Why would you have pot in your system when you know you're going to be tested? I mean,
unless you're using THC as a way of, like, relaxing or you know, kind of dealing with any type of post pain, but I
don't know why it's still in the rules.
Yeah,
you know, it's like the NFL for years because North Dallas 40 had a great line in that movie back in the 80s, where, you know, you give him harder stuff to get on the field than pot. It's like, come on, really.
Right.
At this point, what are we doing? I feel bad for her.
I think the whole country feels bad for her because it's legal in, what, 15, 18 states now.
Yeah.
I think they will make a change because, you know, pot does not enhance anything except for your urge to go to the refrigerator.
And apparently my comedy skills.
Yeah, and your comedy. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's how she got so fast because, you know, you got the munchies. You got to.
Right.
I think they should have let her in. I thought it was bullshit, but again, I'm like, well, that is the rule.
I mean, she owned up to it. I mean, I respect for her for at least just going, you know what? I knew the risks. I broke the rules. It's on me.
Yeah,
you know, whereas most people would have, you know, been bitching about it. It's like, no, she actually did the adult thing. you know.
She handled it, and she's cost herself a lot of money because she probably, she would have won some gold.
I like the, what was it? Seth Rogen had said something about, like, if we made you faster, I'd be Flojo or something.
Yeah.
Well, Flojo's dead.
Sure, but I think he was just kind of
He's a little slow now.
Why don't you say, like, Carl Lewis or...
It's not my
fucking joke, dude.
Well, I'm just saying it's a stupid joke.
I think Carl Lewis is dead now, too.
I think you're the stupid joke.
No, he's not. I'm thinking of Joe Lewis. No.
Joe Lewis? Yeah, Joe Lewis is really dead.
Joe Lewis is really dead, but... Yeah, anyway.
I'm sure there's a lot of Lewises that have died.
Yeah.
It's a pretty common last name.
Like a Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, he died. I died! I smoked pot!
I think everybody died at some point, probably. Hey, lady, what? Hey, lady, that's my pot.
Hey, Flojo!
Apparently, Matt Triest, who joined us from the broadcast, says, I literally got a notice from my cell because that I was getting upgraded to 5G the day after the second shot.
Exactly. So, see,
Matt sorry, I'm reading your shorthand there. Yeah. So
second short after
short.
Second short.
After oh, short. Okay. Two. Number short.
Short
two.
Short two. Shorty. Shorty.
Shorty.
Lewis and Clark are dead. Yes. Well, do we know for a fact that Clark is dead?
I don't know.
Don't even go there with Lewis, man. That's just sad.
Well, he was going to die eventually. It's been like 200 years, right?
Well, I mean, there is a little bit of like, did he commit suicide or was he murdered?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I think we don't know, do we?
Nope, we don't know. So well, I go on the fact
Which one was which?
Lewis was the explorer and Clark was the Native American, or was it the other way around?
Neither. They were both old white explorers, guys.
Yeah.
Were they both old white guys? Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking they
had,
somebody else.
No, they had what's her name?
No.
Sacagawea.
No, they have Sacagawea. Not was Pocahontas. Sacagawea? Mm-hmm, yeah.
Was it Sacagawea? Okay.
Yeah. And the French trapper Charbonneau. So okay. Charbonneau.
I know where it's at.
It's the same
Charbonneau.
Lois and Clark. Yeah.
It's Lois and Clark.
Lois and Clark.
I won't go into my Lewis and Clark.
Well, the problem with Lewis and Clark, you couldn't tell Clark because he kept taking his glasses off. And we didn't
right. I think Lewis died of dysentery. I think that's really what happened.
No, he died shot. Because
they were going to Oregon.
I think he was in Tennessee when he died, too.
Yeah. I meant because they were going to Oregon on the Lewis and Clark Trail.
Oh, right.
He probably died of dysentery. Never mind.
Well, the Oregon Trail.
Somebody out there got that the first time I said it. And God bless you if you did.
So I think we should invest. I want to know more.
Well, I did.
Because I did see that. Because you showed me that special. You told me to watch that special on PBS. And I did.
Yeah. The Ken Burns one.
Did Burns mean something about Lewis and Clark? Really?
Yeah. There's a Ken Burns special. It's unfortunately it's not like 10 episodes, 2 hours long each, because I would have loved that. But it's actually
he has actual still photos of their whole journey.
Yeah, still photos. There's only two episodes, two parts to it, and they're 2 hours each. So it's a 4 hour. I highly recommend it. It's called The Journey of.
It was Follow the Yellow Brick Road, wasn't it?
No, it's got a certain name.
It's Yellow Brick Road. Matt suggested it. This was years ago, and I remember watching it.
Yeah, I mean it inspired me. I had seen it right before Lewis and Clark: The Journey of the Core of Discovery. So,
because they were going all the way to the ocean, right?
Yeah, they went all the way basically. They went to Astoria.
Oregon,
or whichever one's in the top northwest corner.
It's Astoria.
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking because I always get Eugene. I always get Eugene and Astoria confused.
They should have gone to a west coast. Should
have gone to a beach in Southern California. Been nicer.
No, you're not going through the desert.
So they when they
back
were,
then you followed rivers, Jack, and there's nothing going through that area.
But you bring enough water. You bring enough water with you.
Yeah. They have no idea where they're going.
Plus, with Lewis gone, Clark had more water to himself.
Oh, God.
Maybe that's why he got killed.
Maybe.
It's over water.
I guess we'll never know.
I know it was you, Lewis. Broke my heart.
Because what was the French guy's name again? Charbonnet?
Charbonneau.
Charbonneau?
Charbonnet.
Joe Charbonneau.
I know that because my wife's last name is Charbonneau.
Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop are both dead. No, Lamb Chop is still alive. He's just a sock.
He's just a sock.
It's just a sock, John. Sure, Sherry Lewis is dead.
Your imagination can bring him back to life. I guess there's a comic book series that follows Lamb Chop post.
I hated Lamb Chop. I'd be honest with you, I always wanted Lamb Chop to die. I didn't like Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop. I didn't like it.
Well, they didn't have a lot of Lamb Chop on the Lewis and Clark trail.
Everyone knows that Jack prefers pork chop over Lamb Chop.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
He got hit and run. No, actually, Lamb Chop got, they put him in the dryer and he went missing. So, you know, socks go missing in the dryer. They're not funny if you have to explain them.
I thought he ate his younger sibling in the womb. You know, and there's like a little sock inside.
Yeah.
It's like a little, baby sock. You know, because they're smaller and it got trapped.
Baby sock. Baby sock.
Fuck you for doing that. I have to put a trigger warning now.
Baby sock. Mommy,
we're losing listeners by the
we're not talking about Star Wars.
I think what we should do right now, though, I think everyone should take a nice mental break and insert a commercial break right here.
Another one?
Did we take another one? You never took one.
We did. Yes, we did earlier.
We were talking about Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Well, shit, I didn't hear it. No wonder I didn't write it down. So I didn't write down the time because no one told me. So, okay.
Matt, you know what, Matt? I listen to you.
Thank you.
No, there you go.
Usually I hear someone say, "Let's take a commercial break," and there's actually a pause for me to put in a break, and I heard no pause.
I did. We paused for a second.
No,
and then I started talking again because Matt interrupted.
What was I doing?
Probably masturbating.
You're masturbating into your lamb chop.
All right, fine. Well, there's no commercial break then. No commercial break.
Poor lamb chop.
Well, that's got to be the episode title now.
Poor pork chop? Poor lamb chop?
Masturbating into lamb chop. Or whatever you guys come up with. You guys come up with the worst titles. You know,
that'd probably be a good gift for somebody. You know, good gift. Put little eyes on a socket.
Oh. Randy said that we just never started back up from the commercial break. So,
thanks, Randy.
We've been trying, but just can't really get to all of that Lewis and Clark information.
Do you have problems finding a sock? You ready to masturbate? We got the sock for you. It's Lamb Chop.
Why are all your socks for the left foot?
Come and get it.
Jack, this is just so wrong. Oh my gosh.
Ah, you went too fast.
At least it's consensual. It's an inanimate object. So, jeez, where's the mouth, Jack? There's only one hole. I thought this was a good show until now. So, happy birthday, Sherry.
I'm picturing, you know, like a sock with a little red thing on the tip, you know, and the little silly eyes. Like
Sherry dropped out of this a long time ago, I hope.
Blame John. He's the one that brought up Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop.
Uh-huh, sure. All right. Let's move on. So I said to Matt before we hit record, I had four things that I wanted to bring up that I watched over the 4th of July weekend, which Matt did not
watch. None of them were Lamb Chop.
None of them were Lamb Chop.
Go ahead. It's fine. I gotta wait for
Jack to finish. Quit being technical.
We could wait a long time for Jack to finish. So I've heard.
So anyway,
I like to pace myself.
So Someone I want to. Someone had mentioned we should watch Sweet Tooth. That's on Netflix, and I watched Ragnarok first, and then I finally got to Sweet Tooth over the 4th of July weekend. I knocked out the first season, pretty good. I know Matt hasn't seen it. I guess Jack's probably not seen it either.
No, it's a show with it's about a kid with horns, right?
Yeah, and so to me, it's
and his favorite sock.
To me, it's kind of a blend of the X-Men. Yeah, and his favorite. Actually, Jack, you don't know how dead on you are right
oh
now.
Oh my god! Okay.
He has a favorite sock puppet called Dog, and it's a big sock looks like a dog.
I'm looking this up now,
Sweetie Pie. What? Do you,
so what to you me, do? If I had to describe what Sweet Tooth is in like a quick sentence, it's kind of a blend of the concept of X-Men and that you have a class of society that's different than the majority, but you're also set in a post-apocalyptic world, very similar to The Postman, the really bombed movie with Kevin Costner. You know, where you have like an army type class of people that are hunting. So it's kind of a blend of X-Men and Postman kind of story.
Okay.
It's decent. It's good. It's cute. It's a cute little kid story. I would recommend it for now. First season was pretty good.
Okay.
The other one I watched was Amazon Prime show, a movie with, I'm forgetting his name, Chris
Pratt.
Pratt, yes. The Tomorrow War. Pretty good movie. It was decent. I give it like a 7 out of 10. It's a typical alien type futuristic movie. It borrows a lot from The Thing, Aliens, and the Tom Cruise movie, Day After Tomorrow,
Tomorrow Wars?
No.
War of the Worlds.
No.
War of the Worlds?
No, not War of the Worlds. The one where he like is on the time loop all the time. Like,
Time After Time. Day After Whatever Tomorrow. That movie is.
Looper.
Monkeys.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's entertaining. If you just want a straight up action film, it's good. It's not something I would be like, oh, you're gonna go out and buy it. But
are you talking about the Tomorrow Wars?
The Tomorrow War. Yeah.
Okay.
When's he gonna make like real movies again?
With Chris Pratt.
With Chris Pratt.
With Chris Pratt. Yeah. But it's good. It's entertaining. I enjoyed it. They're already talking about making a sequel, and I'm like, I don't think you really need a sequel. But
okay.
It's Amazon. On Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. It's on the Prime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what the kids are calling it?
That's what the kids. Yeah, the Prime.
Good night,
yeah.
Kim.
Oh, Kim's leaving? What? Yeah.
Well, there's a baseball game on. Apparently, it's more exciting than watching these three old fucks talk.
It's the Giants. How exciting could it be?
I know. It's like we could just narrate it for you.
Yeah.
So that was another person sucked.
That was pretty good. I do recommend watching it if you want to pass the time. Okay. The other movie I watched yesterday was a HBO Max movie called No Sudden Move. All-star cast, lots of people in it. It's a noir film.
Doesn't it have like DJ from The Last Jedi?
How'd you know? No. It's got lots of people. The thing that shocked me the most is early.
Is that a gangster movie?
It's not. It's a noir. It's not really technically a gangster movie. It's set in the 50s or 60s, and I think it's based on a true story of like when the catalytic converter was actually invented.
And now people are stealing them.
But the industry like wanted to suppress that information, and so it wasn't until 69 that they actually started introducing them. But it's okay if you like that kind of movie. I was like, okay, it was good. I didn't hate watching it, but it's not something I don't think everyone would enjoy watching. But it does have an all-star class. Don Cheadle's the main character. The one actor in it that completely threw me off that I did not recognize until a full 2 minutes of him talking was Brandon Fraser.
Really? He's got a job.
Brandon Fraser's in it.
There's another show that he's in.
He's so fat right now. I did not know it was him until he made a certain facial expression. I was like, holy shit, that's Brandon Fraser. Like,
well, he ate the mummy. You can't blame him.
He ate the mummy. Yeah, he ate more than the mummy.
No, there's another show on HBO Max that's a superhero show, and I'm blanking on the name, but
Doom
it's got
Patrol?
Like. Yeah, Doom Patrol. He's one of the voices in Doom Patrol. And thank you, Matt Treist. Finally, it was on the tip of my brain there because I've watched a couple episodes of it. I haven't finished the first season yet. So,
okay.
But Doom Patrol, it also appears in, there's a Titans show, kind of based on the Teen Titans, except they don't, they lost the term teen, and it's just called Titans, which is a kind of follows Batman or Robin post Batman. So, you know, he's not quite Nightwing yet. Mm-hmm. But in, you know, you see some of the characters, if you're familiar with Teen Titans at all, you see some of them along that journey, and eventually they meet Doom Patrol in that show. So
you think, going to Brandon Fraser, don't you think someone like him, who's always had the buff body, I think at one point just goes, I'm tired. I don't feel like working out anymore.
Well, no, like what happened to him apparently was he injured himself while he bought like a house after like his peak of his fame, and he hurt his back so bad that he couldn't do anything for like 2 years. And
that'll do it.
Yeah. And so that kind of kept that, threw him out of the limelight. And then when he started to come back from it, apparently he got hair plugs that were so bad that no one wanted to cast him.
Oh.
And so, and then you can look it up, like what happened to Brandon Fraser, and they'll tell you, like, it's like a 6 or 7 year period where like just nothing worked for him.
You think he had the money for good hair plugs?
You would think so. Yeah. And then the other thing I watched just the first episode today because it's been trending on Netflix for the last 3 weeks, which is a canceled show. I forget which network canceled, but Manifest. And that to me is kind of a Lost ripoff. It definitely has that feel of Lost.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I started to watch the first episode and then I was like, ugh.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I'll give it a few more episodes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, how far did you get into it?
I just watched the first episode. And okay. It had that same Lost feel to it of like, here's an enigma. Here's mm-hmm. this small group of people that all have something in common.
Right.
And like, what's going on? And then, of course, at the end, it will be close. But I'm like, it's Lost.
I like the whole time. Yeah. I like the whole time distortion that's going on with the characters. And that's kind of interesting. And
I remember we watched that at Comic-Con, and we had Zach, because Jay and Colleen were doing something. There was something with a plane. We go, don't worry. Because they were going up where he was going to have to go on a plane the next couple of days. I go, nothing happens to planes. Everything's fine. Boom! I go, what the fuck? And he's like freaking out. I go, okay, this is just a movie, just a TV show. Cindy actually watched it for a while. She goes, you're not going to watch it? I go, this is a show that's going to get canceled. I didn't know it was still on.
Yeah, like apparently Netflix is only airing the first 2 seasons right now. The third is over, but it's been canceled on whatever
network.
Whatever network was on, but Netflix,
I think it was ABC, because, wasn't it?
Probably. But they're hoping right now, because it's been trending for so long on Netflix, that Netflix will pick it up for its 4th season, at least give it a proper like ending.
Huh. Well, that would be nice, because I mean that's what we want from all of our shows, is to have a proper ending, or at least just kind of like a.
We don't
want
to
have.
What's crazy to me about like things like that is I got people that are younger than us. Like I actually got to a conversation about this guy. He looks at me and he goes, "Have you ever heard this show called Firefly?" And I just look at him like, "Do you know who you're talking to?" Like yeah, and he's like, "What happened with that show? I've watched like a few episodes and it's really good." And then you get into like the whole like Joss Whedon thing and like Buffy and like what happened to it and how it's aired out of order and like Serenity. And you're like, man, that's fucked up. I'm like, yeah, you're telling me. Like, yeah.
Serenity now.
Yeah.
I always wonder though, if it has its popularity because it did end after one season.
It's probably true. I think it did. It's one of those just kind of what's called cult classic things to where, because there's a lot of mystery in just that half season. It wasn't even a full first season. It's just a half. Because like to me, my favorite episode of Firefly is the one where they go to the hospital and Book gets shot, you know, and he gets healed because he, you know, whispers something. And I assumed he had worked for the corporation. Or maybe it was a spy. You have no idea what Book was. And that was it opens up so many doors and you never get the answers to them. And you're just like, ah! But yeah, then anyway, Joss has actually answered one though with what's her name? The one that was in V and
what's her name?
I don't know.
Miranda Brackman.
Yeah, is that she did have a terminal disease. And that was her story arc, and they kind of hinted at it in season 1, but you know, that was going to be her or story is that the reason why her and Mal never got together is because she knew that she was living on borrowed time. And it's like, oh, okay. And but like he's never really answered where these characters are going to go.
Because my favorite episode is every episode she's in.
She's a smoking hot woman. She is.
You also have Christina Hendricks is in mm-hmm. an episode too. So
one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she basically is naked in that one scene. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah. I hear your pen a clicking there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where's my sock? Pork chop, I need you.
Oh, no, not again.
Jack's just over there.
Lamb chop, I need you. I mean,
yeah. Do you guys remember GoldenEye?
The
movie.
Yeah.
Because the guy in the GoldenEye, you know, was doing that.
All right. Three clicks, disarm.
I started back up For All Mankind.
Oh, okay. What episode are you at?
Just finished the third episode.
First season?
First season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good show. I've only watched the first season, but I loved it. I thought it was a great show.
Well, you kept telling me that because I watched the first episode when it first came out, and Cindy didn't like it. So then I told her yesterday, I just finished the second episode. I think you would like it. So watch the second episode. We can watch it together. She got about 20 minutes into it. This is boring. I go, it really has a great ending with the whole, you know, whatever that German guy's name is, Von Klammer, or it just
Von Braun.
I like how we have like some of our listeners in the chat are basically like, you know, like Ethan's like, For All Mankind is good, you know, he's like, and then we got John in here that's like, Pork Chop was Lamb Chop's brother.
So Pork Chop is the guy. So Lamb Chop ate Pork Chop. Is that what you're saying? Because that was your theory.
Well, I just was saying there might be a baby sock inside of Lamb Chop. I don't know why. It's very dark thoughts there. But anyway.
Do stockings work? Like, you know, would it work with the same thing? Because you could handle, you know.
Different relative altogether.
Silk stocking, pantyhose. What are you talking about, Jack?
I'm just saying, would it work as well as a sock? I'm just asking. Hung by the chimney with care, that hoped that Saint Nicholas would soon. I'm gonna stop myself.
you pulled out all the greats tonight, Jack. I mean, you know, Beverly Hillbillies, now Santa Claus, and what else can we say? I'm trying to think of like what I've watched in the past.
And I'm on the eighth episode of season four of Kim's Convenience.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you got one more season to go.
And just dawned on me, this roommate, Kimchi is his name, right?
Yeah.
That's coleslaw in Korean.
But doesn't it have some, it must have some spice to it. Kimchi has like some kick to it.
I'm just going from MASH because MASH, there's an episode where Frank thinks they buried a bomb. And he goes, what is it? You found kimchi, Frank. And then BJ goes, what? Coleslaw. I don't know. It's probably got some kind of spice in it. I don't know. I've never had it.
Well, there is a spicy kimchi because there's a whole episode where they kind of reference that. So,
speaking of things you watch,
I think John has a great question. It'd be a great versus.
Who is hotter, Granny or Mrs. Hathaway?
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Some of Beverly Hillbillies.
Chief.
Ethan says, true question, Nurse Hathaway. Where would you stand on this?
I would think Miss Ellie, but that wasn't an option.
It's not the option, is Ellie. Yeah.
Jethro?
You like Jethro.
Hey, whatever you need to do, man, that's cool with you. You know, it's like, I'm going to take that away. So,
yeah, I think I'd stick with Lamb Chop.
Well, this might be the deciding factor. Randy says Miss Hathaway was near his hometown. So,
well, she ran for public office and Buddy Epson campaigned against her.
What? Yes. Really?
Yes.
That's crazy.
He was so anti, I forget her name, but she ran for public office. And she campaigned against her.
Who won?
I don't. I thought she said he later became a PA congressman, but I thought she lost when he campaigned against her. It's Buddy Ebsen, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
he could have been the Tin Man, but he couldn't handle his paint.
Yes, right.
Who could blame him?
Yeah.
Matt, I was going to ask you, did you finish Ragnarok?
No, I didn't finish Ragnarok because
he's on vacation.
No, my Netflix subscription went up, and and I just I was taking a break from Netflix actually.
Ah, so. Okay.
But when I come back to it, I'm going to finish Ragnarok, and it's like something that I know that's there that I'm going to watch when I. So I gave up Netflix, but in the meantime, I picked up Peacock.
You picked up Peacock, okay.
I picked up Peacock.
Have you watched Yellowstone yet?
I didn't like Yellowstone, but
no. And Jack's gonna hate the reason why I picked up Peacock, but I have been wanting to watch Parks and Rec, and Parks and Rec is only on Peacock right now, and so because NBC, and so been watching. Well, yeah, Peacock is free if you want commercials, but if you don't want commercials, then I'm one of those people. That's like,
Peacock is free, but you only get certain. You get like one episode of something. I didn't realize that. I'm watching. I go, where's the second one? I go,
yep.
What the fuck? So I pay for the $4.99, but I have
$4.99. Yeah,
I have commercials.
Right.
The same fucking commercials. Jake from State Farm.
State Farm.
Fucking 9/11. All right, Jake. Yep. I mean, I don't mind Jake from State Farm.
No.
But they have four fucking.
Fuck Jake from State Farm.
Lamb Chop is not on the Peacock, Randy. And Randy.
He should be.
They do have something else interesting on Peacock. If you're an Office fan, they have
Peacock's on Lamb Chop. That's really
they have The Office.
They have The Office, but they have they have super fan episodes on there. So so it's separate from The Office. So if you're looking for The Office, it's like it's its own little feed. But season one and season three, I don't know if they're going to do this for some of the other seasons, but both of those seasons. For The Office, they have extended or longer episodes. So, like almost all of season one is like over 30 minutes. Like each episode's over 30 minutes long.
Those I don't know if I could do extended versions of season one.
I'm curious. I mean, you know,
I know they haven't, but because I've been doing.
But Diversity Day is a good episode.
Oh, they're great. They're great. They're great episodes, but they're so uncomfortable.
Sure, they start off with the most uncomfortable and they slowly get, you know, become human characters. So
this is what Matt and I talked about, I think, on a bonus episode, was how we talked about how Friends derailed because, you know, that's the way a show should. Like the most neurotic, crazy people will be early in the season and they should become more normal as, you know, they become adults and
but Ross, more friends. But Ross got more... Neurotic.
That's what we were saying. Exactly. That's what we were saying. Like Ross and Monica, by the seasons, whatever, eight, nine, like she almost becomes unbearable to deal with.
Well, they should have been that way from the beginning because their parents,
right?
Like especially Monica and her mom.
And Phoebe becomes more normal.
Yeah, she does. She really does.
Well, it's because it's like in the. Did you see the reunion show?
Mm-hmm.
You had Elliot Gould and what's it? Pickles. Her last name's Pickles. She played Monica's mom.
Right.
And the guy, what's his name? The British guy. He asked Elliot Gould a question. She answered it. Elliot Gould never said anything. I'm like going, shouldn't he have said something? He's kind of he was a big star at one point, but she kind of talked over it. Well, she still talked over him.
That's actually that was seeing them in the audience almost made me like water up a little bit because like how old they look compared to, you know. All those years ago and Friends, you're just like, wow, like because you could tell they've aged.
Well, it didn't bother me because they none of them really have left the. I mean, not only they went away somewhere for 20 years and we never saw them again. It's not like a show where the actors they kept working, right?
Oh, did they? Okay, I don't know. I haven't seen Elliot in a while.
Both Triste and Ethan are mentioning Girls 5 Eva.
Five Eva. It's supposed to be forever, but it's Five Eva.
Five Eva.
So, Eva.
And We Are Lady Parts. So, and a recommendation for We Are Lady Parts. I'll have to look at.
Where are you? This is on Peacock.
This is on the Peacock. So
I've been rewatching Modern Family.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's another show that's good, but it went on way too long.
Oh, way too long.
Yeah.
Well, because when you watched it the first season, you go, oh, the kids were funny.
Mm-hmm.
But as they got older, they weren't. They didn't grow into their parts.
Right.
Luke was still funny, but all the other ones, Haley and all the and especially what's his name, Gloria's son.
Oh, right. Yeah, Manny.
Manny got just dumber and just more annoying and just
right. Well, exactly. It's like when you get to the point, especially with Haley, when she leaves to go to college, and then you purposely make her a failure to bring her back into the house. You're like, okay, you probably should be rethinking, like, how are we going to end this show now that the kids are basically growing up? They should be proceeding on with their lives, not, you know, oh, I'm just going to stick around here with mom and dad for a couple more seasons.
It just went on way too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. Manny.
What the hell's up with Matt? He just, like, keeps leaving us on tonight. You know?
Yeah, fuck Matt.
If everyone wants to know what a Nick and Jack show would be like, here's a little teaser.
There you go. So yeah, Modern Family's been fun. I watch like an episode every 2 or 3 days, and I watch Kim Convenience. I'll watch like two whenever I have a chance. I'll sit down and watch like two. I haven't watched it in a couple of days, but yeah, For All Mankind. The only problem with For All Mankind is by the time I have time to watch it, it's an hour long. So it's like I got to go to bed here in a half hour. I don't want to watch half and not at all. But I like how it's based on real characters, but the story is. You know, well, you've seen it.
Yeah, that's what I like to, because I normally hate historical fiction shows because people believe that shit.
You know, like, oh, yeah.
I liked, because, I mean, hopefully as a human being, you would know that the Russians didn't beat us to the moon. Spoiler alert. But I like that, like what if they had, you know, and like we just continue on the space race. I like that concept. And so you're seeing all of this like competition still, and like, you know, and the progression of not only of where we went in the space race, but of female empowerment of like, oh, like now we're going to do this. And it's like, and I don't have Apple TV, so I've only saw the first season. I know there's this whole second season, which apparently is even better than the first. So I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to go visit my sister so I can watch it.
Well, the right stuff is good on there too.
I remember you saying that, like how it was good, but it's a bit, you know, stretched out because it's show. Yeah. And then
It's coming back for season two, so they've really stretched it out.
Oh wow. Okay. And then of course Ted Lasso coming back here in like a week or two, season two. I loved the first season, thought it was a great show. Oh, you guys talked about that, yeah.
We were in a cancel Apple TV, and I said, okay, yeah, go ahead and cancel it. I'll watch For All Mankind somewhere down the line. She goes, well, when's Ted Lasso coming back? A couple weeks. Well, we might as well keep it.
Yeah.
Because we got rid of Hulu. And I go, well, you can cancel Peacock, but the problem is Peacock, Yellowstone's coming back. And I do watch Peacock and stuff like that. Because we don't have normal TV. We don't have...
I do. And the only reason why I've kept it is because I want the SEC network for college football, because I can't get, you know, Southeastern Conference. Because
you like all the teams that are better than Tennessee?
Yeah, exactly. Shut up.
I thought it was for the cheerleaders.
exactly. I can't wait for the day, because I've been saying it for like 6-7 years now, where everything's just a la carte. Like, oh, I only want this channel. I only want this and this. And that's it. Like, oh, your bill will be, you know, $50 a month. Like, yes! Because I really, like, I don't think anyone watches TV anymore. The actual channels I watch today are just I watch Alone, which is on the History Channel, which is on right now. If anyone's never watched Alone, great reality TV series. And then right now A Deadly's Catch, which has been on Discovery since like 2004, you know, but that's really about it. I don't watch a lot of stuff.
I watch a lot of baseball, but like I said, I couldn't get the baseball game on the one I pay, but I have a network that I can watch different sports online.
Online. I like how you're like in parentheses.
Online.
Online.
I don't want to say it's free,
but it's out there. I might have to click through some malware.
No, there's none of that. As long as you do it right. That's how I watched the game last night. I clicked it on, but then I go, all right, I got to go to bed. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. These games drag on so damn long. And so I woke up like at 2, I go, all right, don't look at your phone and see the score. Don't look at your phone and see the score. So finally I woke up like at 4, I go, and I couldn't go back to sleep. Not because they lost. I just couldn't go back to sleep.
Can I just read Nick's comment?
I know.
It says, "Sweet Ethan, I almost bought tickets for
not sweet Ethan, as in like." I'm not writing a 19th century letter like sweet Ethan. No, oh, I'm writing sweet Ethan. Like
I know. I don't know.
I think it's just sweet Ethan.
Sweet Ethan. Oh, sweet Ethan. You summer oh, child. Sweet Ethan.
But they were so high.
Yes.
And so was Chris.
So was Chris. And so was Red Rocks.
That's one of the things about Sweet Tooth, the show Sweet Tooth, is that the picture this kid is looking for his mother, who the only thing he has to go off of is a picture that says Red Rocks, Colorado. And on the map he actually has, it says Red Rocks, Colorado, as if that's a town. And you're like, that bullshit would never be on a map. Like, fuck, you know.
Maybe it was like the Flintstones.
Yeah, exactly.
A love letter from Lewis to Clark.
We need water.
Well, Clark kind of like, you know, he kind of fared the best of the two. So because he
did he get rich? Did one of them get rich?
Well, he was. I can't remember how. Like if he ran for office or he had some.
Yeah, he did
designation in Missouri there, and eventually Sacagawea let her son, who I think he nicknamed Pomp. It's been a while since I read up on.
Did you say Pomp or Pump?
Maybe it's Pompey.
Pomp it up, like Pompey.
I could be misremembering this. This has been about 5 years since I've been up on the. On the L and the C, but
they were given some land, weren't they?
Probably, yeah.
Some land and a mule or something
I think. In Ohio,
go off, kids.
Because at that time,
buy yourself a Star Wars.
We had just made the Louisiana Purchase, so they could have. I think they were given land in either Illinois or Ohio, if they were maybe lower Michigan, somewhere in that area.
This land's going to be used worthless. And then it became the state of Indiana.
Well, that's what's crazy when you look at.
Some of them did meet up in Indiana. There is some of them were from Indiana. So I mean, you know, like there's only so many.
You know why they went on the journey? Who doesn't want to get out of Indiana?
Actually, I don't think Indiana was a state at the time because it was just a territory. Because I think it's 1817.
How did Indiana get its name?
It's a Native American name.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying.
Oh. Indiana.
There's only like, I think four or five states east of Mississippi that are still named after Native American areas. You know, like Tennessee, Massachusetts, Indiana, Wisconsin. I think that's really about it.
I always thought Ohio was
east of the Mississippi.
Oh, east of the but Ohio's east of the Mississippi.
Is Ohio? Yeah, you're right. Okay,
yeah, I think Ohio is
better than Donnertown.
Yeah,
we talked about Donnertown earlier. Basically, with the A1 steak sauce.
Yeah, that's right. I think I always remember hosted SNL probably 20 years ago, and I don't know why it always pops in my brain. But it's one of the sketches he was in where he was like playing like a Civil War soldier, like after the war was over, mm-hmm. and he was talking about like it's like. PTS, after like, and he's like, yeah, I remember Gary. We were on that frozen battlefield, starving, and all I think about is Gary, a little stringy. he's talking about eating his friend Gary. I'm like, what the fuck? Just something weird.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of they never ate any of their other people. But they did eat dog, and this was a big thing that kind of happened.
Dog is a good treat.
Dog's good a fine meal.
I don't know why you guys have eaten dog.
Mel Gibson, Patriot.
Mel Gibson. Yeah,
but he.
Jack and I are on the same page.
So while they're out west and they basically almost died of starvation, and the Nez Perce basically saved them, all because of some older woman who had been saved by a white man herself. Basically, she's the one that went to the elders and was like, hey, I was saved by, let's not kill them.
Right.
And they didn't. They fed them. They didn't kill them. They fed them. But they basically just lived off of fish, and they were like, this sucks.
Fish again?
Yeah. They're nursed back to health, but they hate the food, and they continue on westward. And basically all they can find is fish or elk. And
you think they would have signed up for Grubhub.
But elk is very like lean. It's not a very fatty meat.
But fish is not though. So, I mean, fish is extremely good for you.
I've never had
but elk. Yeah. Elk, buffalo, moose, like all those are not fatty meats. Like, yeah, exactly what you're saying. Like you're getting protein, but you're not getting anything that will give you energy.
Yeah. So dog apparently was something that did, and it, or at least the flavor of dog spoke to some of the men, because it's written in their journals there that
fish or dog.
Some of the men had been eating some of the stray dogs around the camps, basically where they were staying with different Native American groups, and it offended some of the Native American, because, they were like, why are these savages coming into our village here and eating dog?
Our dog.
And so this.
Max, it's my dog.
God, there's a callback. Yeah.
apparently there's an incident where a Native American takes a dead puppy and throws it at the feet of the men of the.
Oh.
And kind of like, here's your supper. Kind of like, it was basically insulting, because, who's the savages at this point? Like
it's things like Chihuahuas, for example.
I'm not talking about McDonald's, John.
Yeah. But Chihuahuas, for example, though, were bred, Chihuahuas were purposely bred for eating, because that's why they're extremely small. It's because in a hot desert environment, you're just killing them for like one meal. It's like, that's what they're for. So it's like, it's one of those things, like certain cultures, it's perfectly acceptable to eat dogs. Some it's not,
See, that's where I would say, okay, can we just classify the Chihuahua as something other than a dog? Can we call it like a rat or, something other than
a
dog?
I always think of a Chihuahua as basically a dog with a cat brain, So anyway, eventually.
Cog?
I was just going to say, eventually when they.
Bun, Chihuahua, bun. Oh my God! So I should have brought this up a month ago when my family's visiting. So my nephew, like a lot of young kids, we go and he gets a hamburger and if it's Shake Shack and he gets it bun, patty, bun, and I just like look at him with such like you.
I did it one fucking time. I know. One fucking time.
But hey, you know what? We do something one fucking time and you never let us forget it.
Who? Ever. Me?
You? Ever. No. I'm not talking to fucking Chris because he can't remember shit. I'm talking to you.
I can't remember anything.
No, you did remember that I told you about the Lewis and Clark.
I did.
There was a couple of callbacks that you remembered from you
riding a bike to the bank and.
Riding a bike to the bank. I mean, I
keep it all in
hand. That's
until I need it.
That's like episode 987. I don't know. But one other thing about Lewis and Clark, eating meat and related to meat, is that when they're at Astoria, and basically it's really desolate. They're at the corner or the mouth of the Columbia River as it comes and meets the Pacific Ocean, and they think if we're going to find any ships, it's going to be here at this point, And so they wait there and they wait there. They spend all winter there because basically they can't head back if it's winter. Well, so they're just going
to
spend.
Should have gone to this.
They hunker down all winter there, and some of the Native Americans knew that they were living there, and they got word that there was a beached whale down the coast. So
that's better than dog.
this is actually a pretty, you know, far stretch, but they go from Astoria all the way down to Cannon Beach. And they, which I find amazing that they visit Cannon Beach. Cannon Beach is like, the image you see at the end of Goonies, where like, there's like the rocks and the, I could be,
they didn't go to Venice Beach.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong about like it being specifically Cannon Beach. So don't, but I know it's an Oregon coast kind of thing. So, and Cannon Beach has pretty iconic rocks. This is one of the few times
they took they took the 101. Yeah.
Well, it'd be the I-5.
Wouldn't be the Pacific Coast Highway?
Yeah, that would be the 101.
Oh, yeah. I guess along the coast. Yeah. I'm thinking I-5 if you want to get there now, faster.
When you take the Pacific Coast Highway or 101, you take the cover off your wagon, take the top down.
So this is one of the few times that Sacagawea, I'm just now listening here to Jack and his Beverly Hillbillies nonsense. But in the
it's because you would ride a convertible down Pacific Coast Highway.
I
That's
see.
Why you take I the see. Wagon cover.
I thought the wagon was like he loaded up the, you know.
Well, no, they didn't have cars, right? Either riding a horse, walking,
no,
or
no,
a wagon.
They, didn't. They, I assume they walked. Anyway, this is one of the few times that Sacagawea was like, "I want to go." And she wanted to go and see, because she'd never seen a sea creature before. I mean, think about it. Like Yuki, we have so much knowledge as far as what's in the ocean, but if you're just looking at the surface of the ocean, you have no idea what's underneath that ocean. And to hear that there's a creature, a whale, the whale was a very important, you know, figure in West Coast Native Americans.
Jack Dawson is in the water.
What's the Atlantic, though?
So just to finish up the story here before Jack interrupts with something else. Nonsense. So cool.
What?
They trade for whale blubber, basically. So whale fat specifically so that they can add it to, because all they were eating was elk stew. And they just were like, I mean, imagine eating the same meat all like.
But you would think, you would think, though, at the mouth of the Columbia that they would see all the salmon, you know, that's right there.
But see, they had already eaten all of the salmon trying to get there. And they were sick of salmon. They were tired of salmon.
Plus fish is salty.
You're starving.
Right?
You'll eat whatever the hell you can get.
Well, true. But they had already traded with a lot of the Native Americans getting there. And like one of the records was that as they're going up the Columbia, you know, they just see tribes along the Columbia with their fish jerky basically drying in the sun. Like they just there's so much fish that they've just caught, and they're actually
all I'm getting from this is that Lewis and Clark's team was a bunch of whiny bitches. And it's like you're the kids in the back of the car going, I want this. You'll get what
Shut
you
up.
Get and you like it.
I will pull this wagon over and beat the shit out of you.
I want dog and I want women. Can we go back to the Mandan village so I can get fucking laid?
But what I think is amazing.
That's where they got the syphilis.
Is when they went all the way there.
Yeah.
They still had to go back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, they thought they were dead. They were like, it's been gone. They've been gone too long.
It was like 2 or 3 years, wasn't it?
I think it was like 2 years, basically.
So they still had to go back with their report.
Yeah.
You know what I would have done?
And they were saving stuff the whole time, too.
I would have gone like 100, maybe 100 feet, maybe 100, about a mile outside, hid for a couple of years, come back. And said, yeah,
this
is what we found.
I mean, it would be easier to get
He's
back,
just like,
though, because,
all these,
you know,
psychedelic drawings that you did. I found these mushrooms, man.
Yeah. Got tired of eating fucking fish, so started eating fucking dog.
So Bob they see
and Carol were good eating.
It'd be easier to get back, though, because you could get on the Missouri and just take the current, you know, whereas in the whole time getting out there, you're going against the current.
I don't think anything was easy traveling back then.
No. Did you ever see
especially because they didn't have radio.
I know. Yeah. I always tell my wife when we're traveling.
I'm on my tunes.
Whenever you're traveling here in the 95 or the 85, you know, your trees on either side. I go, can you imagine traveling through here with a wagon? Because there were just trees here. There were no roads.
Yeah.
And how did they clear it? Was either with dynamite, or they had to cut them manually. What a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead, Nick.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
I think it's worse than knowing.
Did you ever see
Did you ever see my dick? No, no, Nick. We don't need to see that.
I've seen it. I've seen it too much. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Matt, put it away. Put it away, Matt.
I had a whole other thought, and now it's real. No,
it's sticky now. I can't.
Derailed. But yeah,
this
like
is so wrong.
Yeah, there is a really I think I told you guys there's a really cool spot just north of here in Wyoming, yep. Where the Oregon Trail, you can actually see the rut still. You
know? Oh, neat!
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's I can never say the name of the town. It's like Gusunnery or something like that.
Oh,
but you have it's called like there's an Oregon Ruts area, and it's just all in this clay, and you can see exactly where it's all just like frozen there in time. Huh. And then just a few miles down the road, it's called Registry Cliff, and it's this kind of limestone-ish soft clay where just tons, hundreds of people have carved their names in. They're all like, you know, 1858, 1870.
Oh, really?
It's like, yeah, it's just neat to see all that stuff.
You think there's a lot of dead bodies buried out there?
Probably. I mean, there's bodies everywhere. I mean, the only two bodies I know for sure are next to Matt's house.
Not four bodies.
Yes, four, yeah. But
that we know of.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought there was five, but I could be wrong.
I thought you said anyway, four.
I could have said four. I can't remember.
Well, did you guys ever see buried the dog too?
Did you guys ever see Chris Farley's last movie, Almost Heroes?
Yes, with Chandler.
Matthew Perry. And Chris Farley. Not a good movie.
No,
but that's kind of how I picture it being.
It should have been a good movie.
It should have, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Something is missing from it.
Yeah,
It's the same as
with John Candy's last, like Wagon's East. It's like, there's stuff there that could have been good. It's just a missed opportunity.
Or like John Belushi's last film.
I don't remember what that is.
Highballer.
I'm gonna look it up now. So, oh wait, there's an email that we got from Randy. Oh, yeah,
from Randy.
It says Sophie's Choice. As an established Midwestern artist, would you rather have an Eichhoff original displayed in the National Portrait Gallery or the National Aquarium?
I know for a fact that an Eichhoff is in the National Museum of Mars. it's this green tunnel.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a green tunnel, and it's got this bright light at the end, and some doctor going... Yeah, with his hands out. Yeah,
oh, he's got lamb chops.
Yeah, lamb chops. Yeah.
I mean, personally, I would rather have something in the National Portrait Gallery. I mean, that makes most sense. You know?
I kind of like the way that sounds, though. It's like, oh my god, that's an Eichhoff. It does sound like a famous artist. That's an Eichhoff.
There are people that own them.
Maybe your kids will strike it rich.
Well, perhaps one day. I mean, I did have a piece that was in the IMA. It wasn't hanging. That's the Indianapolis Museum of Art. It wasn't hanging, but it was an art vending machine that I worked on. It was a collaboration project with another artist. That was back in 2005.
You ever have art shows?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I've had art shows.
He's mostly the nude artist. You know, just kind of.
Ethan has a paper question, but he says, but later. Okay, fair. So,
rolling papers?
Rolling.
Why can't you ask it now, Ethan?
Keep those doggies rolling.
Nobody likes
rolling.
Rawhide.
Hit him up. Move up. Rawhide. It's got to be like, what, Neighbors? Maybe Neighbors is his last movie?
Yeah, someone put Neighbors. Ethan put Neighbors.
Oh, fuck you, Neighbors. And Ethan for coming up. I was on it. That was
another one where it was a really missed opportunity with Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, because like the script apparently was extremely hilarious, but it just was not executed great.
Mm.
No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows like that. Fancy Paper.
Okay, so you want to know about paper. Let me tell you.
We got some A1 paper.
Mm-hmm.
The pulp is what really makes up the paper, right? So, and the pulp can consist of a lot of different types of alpha cellulose, right? Alpha cellulose is basically just,
for love of remnants, God, talk about Star Wars,
the remnants of organic material. So cotton, tree, or different plant materials, right? So cotton is actually a really good source for paper because it's a very durable, you know, fiber. So, and it's, you know, really the paper tells a lot about where the, like the paper tells a lot about what the country that it's made in because of the materials that are used or the uniqueness of the paper. So, European papers are kind of its own breed. You know, there's a lot of tradition with, Fabriano, Reeves BFK, Somerset, you know, these, you know, Hahnemühle, you know, these are like a lot of European, you know, kind of paper mills that have been around for a long time. Magnani, you know, and each one does paper a little bit different and for different reasons. Then you have like Asian papers, and a lot of times people will use the term rice paper. But rice paper is not really made from the rice. It says just talking about the region that it's made. So it's
I wish you would have said spoiler, because I always assumed it was made. Rice paper was rice.
It's not. It's not really. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody out there that has made paper from rice. But typically, when people are talking about rice paper, they're talking about mulberry. So
now you're gonna tell me that rice cakes are not made out of rice?
They probably are made out of rice. It's just, it's more of a regional thing. It's like when somebody says rice burner and you're like, ooh, that's kind of derogatory and not like you're just kind of like putting down something, right? So rice paper is just kind of saying about the region. So they're really talking about Asian papers. So Chinese invent paper, Japanese perfect it. So, and then you have Thailand papers, which are kind of somewhere in the middle, but a lot of the Thailand papers that we get, or that I'm able to get, have different like things like banana leaves or mango leaves, different inclusions like that. Indian papers that we get have cotton, but it's interesting because it's made from recycled cotton. So they take like shirts, like t-shirts, they cut them up and mash down that cotton, and they get to that
which pulp. Toilet paper, so, what kind of paper is toilet paper?
Toilet paper I think of as on like, so I think of toilet paper as like on the scale of 0 to 10, 0 being toilet paper because it just falls apart in water, right?
Right.
And then you got copier paper, which is like a 1, right? And then all the way at 10, you have watercolor paper because it has sizing. Sizing is like the glue that holds the paper fibers together. Whatever the paper fiber is made from, right? The sizing holds it together and protects it from being destroyed by water. So, of course, toilet paper falls apart in water. Watercolor is meant to hold it. It has internal and surface sizing. So
that's why I use paper towels, because I want it.
Paper towels may be like, you know, I mean, that's like a whole other, you know.
But you're talking about clogging the drain, though, if you're using paper towels.
You got to rip it up.
What is paper fiber made from? It depends on the paper. So, you know, like copier paper usually has a lot of tree pulp involved. And tree pulp tends to be a lot more acidic. So there's different whiteners and buffers.
So paper really does damage to the environment, is what you're saying.
It can. It just depends on how it's harvested. I mean, there's a lot of mulberry papers or lacta papers, which come from Nepal.
And what grade of 1 to 10 would you call dolphin paper?
Like, maybe dolphin. that's an 11. Well,
I really hope to never see an actual paper made from dolphin. That's just the...
Because dolphin paper is like those exotic meals, like, you know, like you can't eat tiger or you can't eat...
We so don't even make paper.
Paper is that, oh my God, I'm using dolphin paper.
Dolphin paper, exactly.
John writes in and says, I like it better when Matt is stoned. I did put on my work helmet, work hat there.
Matt's not stoned now?
A little bit. By the way, there's in my explanation of 0 to 10, right underneath 10 is number 9, which I think of as printmaking number papers. Nine, they can take a little bit of water, but not like water forever. So they're
What I'm going to do next tomorrow? You're working tomorrow, Matt?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm going to call your shop and ask you, hey, can you tell me about paper? Can you give me about all that paper stuff you have?
I want dolphin paper.
Sure, feel free.
I'll pay double for whale paper.
I want some paper.
Actually, I think I'm just working Sunday this week. So call in, listeners, on Sunday.
Yeah, everyone call Matt at Dolphin Papers.
On Sunday. And I, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Please don't call me.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Screw you, listeners. That's what Matt just said.
Ethan said I was pretty close to doing that, hence the questions. Well, feel free to call me, Ethan. I'm usually there like full time on Thursdays and Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wednesday's more of like a part time gig. Like I'm kind of in and out. So, just FYI.
We haven't talked about what we did on the 4th.
We did not. We did not.
Anyone have any fun? Did you kill any of your grandchildren?
I did.
Fireworks.
I did not. I did post on Twitter because everyone's like, because I said I'm old enough to remember when fireworks started at 9. And ended at 9:20.
I saw that. Yeah, and that's how I knew you were an old man at that point.
I said, I hate to say this,
but it's bedtime now. It's 9:30.
Literally at two o'clock, they were still firing them off. I said, okay, now you're just being rude. It's at what point do you guys say? I mean, there was a goalie for the what team was it?
Yeah, he took a shot in the chest. Yeah,
yeah, and he died. He was only 24. Predators? Not Predators.
I don't know who was what team.
I think it was a Nashville team. So Nashville Predators, right?
Anyway.
So many people.
What did you do?
Went to my oldest daughter's house and we.
Oh, I saw some pictures of that.
I didn't know you went to see Jay. Cool.
No, Jay was in New York.
Yeah. I think it was on the Ramblecast Instagram. I think I saw. So yeah. Maybe I don't think I'm friends with her on my actual Instagram.
Now, so, like, I assume
I saw pictures of Jack. I was like, I know
that fireworks are not illegal in North Carolina. They're not illegal in Tennessee. Are they illegal in Indiana?
They are not illegal in Indiana. And boy, let me tell you.
Well, I mean, to me, growing up in a state where they're not illegal, going to a state where they are illegal is so weird to me. And I didn't realize until this year that they're illegal in Colorado because, you know, in Tennessee, you see them like every fucking 5 miles for sale, you know, around in July. And so I went down on the 3rd to see the Rockies play the Cardinals, which the Cardinals lost because they suck this year. And
No, they won yesterday against the Giants and they're winning today.
Oh, cool.
They're beating the Giants 4-2 last time.
But yet you lose to the Rockies. How do you lose to the Rockies? How does anyone lose to the Rockies?
We got swept by the Rockies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. The Rockies are not even batting 500. I mean,
the Rockies suck.
Rockies suck. Anyway, so basically the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Rockies Coors Stadium, they had just massive, massive fireworks shows after the baseball game's over.
It's Coors Field.
Coors Stadium?
Yes.
Yeah. Coors Field, whatever.
Oh, so you went to the game.
I went to the game, yeah. And, of course, I go. I don't really care who wins or loses. I just want it to be a good, entertaining game. And you know, walked around the stadium, got me a couple of dogs, popcorn, peanuts, all the whole thing, a few beers. But
what did that set you back? About $100?
Yeah. Well, my seats were. I was 20 rows up from home plate, and they were only 80 a seat, so not too bad.
That's not bad.
Well, actually, the girl I brought with me paid for all the food because I drove and paid for the tickets. So she's like, well, I can.
Boom. I'm just being a tick.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that you were seeing someone.
I'm not seeing anybody.
Oh, okay.
We had a good time, watched the game and all that. But yeah, but like, I mean, it was, it's probably one of the best fireworks shows I've seen. And it's that. Everything was like vibrating the entire stadium. It was just like
including your date.
Yeah, let's just say the sock did not come out.
No. Oh my god!
I get a break. No,
Nick has a girlfriend. Oh.
Wait, I was confused as to what the sock was. Well, that's good. At least you got a home run.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you're it was like, good day.
It was more like a bunch.
One of the things that sucks about one of the things that sucks about living an hour north of Denver, though, is that it reminds me of like when I lived in Redlands opposed to LA, is that everything is a hassle. You're like, I don't want to drive all the way down to Denver because then it's like an hour down there having to deal with parking, you know, deal with everything. And then, because everyone else is the same thing, like everyone drives into Denver. Denver is not a big city. It's actually a really small city. Everyone drives in, and then it's like having to deal with traffic of everyone trying to get back out again. You're just like, fuck. Because I would have loved to have gone all 4 days to all four games with Cardinals versus the Rockies. But I was like, nope, just going one.
Well, that's the, when people say, oh, the Chargers only moved 2 hours away. No.
No, no.
They moved to L.A. There's no fucking 2 hours trip to L.A.
No, no. Especially from San Diego to L.A. Oh, my God. Yeah. As soon as you hit San Juan Capistrano, that point on from the 5 is a nightmare.
Yep.
You're talking,
I said, okay, the game's going to last you 3 to 4 hours. Driving everything. That's a 12, 14-hour day. Anyway.
I just want to give a shout out to Ethan, who's joined us. Join Jack and Ethan on the Leftovers Rewatch on Monday at 8 a.m.
Oh, is that the show? Is that the show that Jack cheats?
Or p.m. Sorry. I think that's it. Are you recording on Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, next week. Yeah, okay.
Monday night, 8 o'clock.
Where are you at in the Leftovers Rewatch?
Episode 4, the one with Matt.
Of season one?
Of season two?
Season 2.
Oh, I knew you were on season 2. Yeah. Season 2. So
where his wife gets pregnant.
So good. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Nick.
No worries. I can't remember what I was talking about now.
I was channeling. Well, you were talking about getting laid.
But anyway, speaking of other podcasts, Matt and I, if anyone is an Owen and Brew fan out there, we're doing an Owen and Brews tomorrow night. We'll be covering the latest 3 episodes of The Bad Batch.
Bad Batch, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
You forgot? Yeah. Great, Matt. Glad you forgot.
Matt forgot.
No, that's a good plug. I forgot.
I mean, I have a... God, tomorrow's a busy day. I got a demo tomorrow. I got to go get my
wisdom shot taken out.
Yeah. I don't have Jack.
COVID shot. Tomorrow. First shot or second?
First. Yeah.
Woohoo, Nick! Yeah.
Well, I had planned on kind of waiting it out a little bit until I got FDA approved.
Sure.
But they're sending me to fucking New England August 9th, and I'm like, fuck. It's not. And I mentioned this last week that it's evolved. It's evolved like every so many days. So it was originally just going to Rochester, New York. To do Rochester. A demo, and then yeah, Rochester. But now it's evolved to the week of August 9th. We have to fly into Portland, Maine, then go down to Orange.
God damn it!
Yeah, Portland, Maine. Then drive down to Orange, Connecticut. Then up to Albany. Then to Rochester, New York. So I'm doing 4 demos. It's like fuck.
Padres just gave up a 3-run homer. Now the game is tied.
No one cares, Jack. That sounds like so that's why you're doing it. You're like, basically, I got to get on a plane. I got to go to all of these places. I should go ahead and protect myself.
Yeah, protect myself. Yeah.
That's fair. And especially with this whole Delta.
The Delta is one of the confusing. Because like, to me, it's like, for everyone out there, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not, you know, someone.
But you have diabetes and you're concerned.
That's what it's like.
And so, then that's fair because, you know, you got to protect yourself.
Right. So for everyone, exactly. Matt's dead on. Like, so when I was 28 years old, I was a perfectly healthy human being. And I took a steroid shot because I had a weird skin virus. And that steroid shot overwhelmed my pancreas, which gave me diabetes. It's a very rare way of getting diabetes, but that's how it happened to me. So I've always been cautious for the last 12 years of my life of what I put into my body because every action has a reaction. And so this is one of those things where I just was a little bit cautious about putting an experimental vaccine into my body because I don't know what will happen. But with this, so now that they're going to send me out, it's like, okay, I'll go ahead and do it. And we'll see.
Yeah. Cause the Delta variant is pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. Exactly. And so I'm like, okay, I'll do it. We'll see. And of course, Jack believes it's just a placebo. So if something happens to me, it's Jack's fault.
Yeah.
I just want to say that it hasn't stopped you from role playing with partners and allowing them to put other things into your body.
You double wrap it.
My God.
I do say no at Peggy. Yeah, she brings that shit out. I'm like, no.
So. There's a funny broadcast hole. Yeah, it's the broad city. Sorry, broadcast, broad city. same difference. Sure, sure. There's a funny Broad City about pegging, which is hilarious. I'm a little tipsy and I could continue podcasting, but we do have to keep this to a 2-hour kind of minimum, I think, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
I think we've talked long enough and I got things to do.
Yeah.
Well, screw you, Jack. Nick and I are just going to go off and do our own Owen Brews while I'm drunk.
Might as well.
I did not come up with really great artwork for tonight's names. They are just on flashcards. But if Jack will do me the great, if Jack will read them for me, I would appreciate that.
All right, I'll get closer to the screen.
Okay, I'll hold it up here and see.
Tartar sauce tack.
These are all related to things we said in this episode. So see if you can find where they're from.
Eckhart Cliffhanger Richter.
I don't remember talking about cliffhangers.
Well, you know, TV shows.
Lewis Ed Clark.
Lewis Ed Clark.
That's what I said. That's,
yeah, yeah.
That's a good one. Manifest Maggie.
Destiny. Yeah, nice.
Manifest Maggie. I said it already.
Well, I almost went with
Memphis Maggie.
But how does that connect? I don't get that one.
We were talking about Memphis at some point.
When did we talk about Memphis?
I don't know. We did. It was mentioned.
Was it?
It's.
Yeah, you talk about Memphis being the home of the Oilers.
See?
Ah, okay.
It's the Memphis Maggie.
July Joanne.
I don't know why.
These
July
are really,
Joanne.
These are really thin.
You got the Ed one was good. That's it so far.
Look, I've been doing the heavy lifting here, carrying this whole podcast.
Wow.
I don't know. You left like 18 times.
Yeah, so Randy's
your wife just said, Matt, where's all the socks? Shit.
By the way, I did this backwards. I let you read these without mentioning that these are the patrons that make this show possible. If you want to become a patron, go over to jandjack.com, click on the patron link, help the show out in any way possible, even if it's just $5.
What do you think? What do you think about a merchandise thing? We start doing RCAD socks.
I'm down for that. Let's see what we can do. You can also click on the merchandise there. We do have some RCAD and Owen and Brews related things.
Is there anything from the RCAD there?
Maybe.
I thought there was.
I thought there was. Isn't there?
I put in a request, months ago? Months, plural, for plural. A Owen and Brews small pocket label.
Small pocket. Small That's pocket label.
That's all I want. It's just a pocket t-shirt with a small Owen Brew right here. Then I'd buy. I'd buy a bunch.
I blame the engineer.
Yeah.
I'm only the producer. Anyway, part-time producer Matt signing off here. If you want to send an email to us, like the lovely
Linda.
Lovely Louis.
Lillian.
Lillian. I wanted to say Lou. Liliana. The lovely Liliana.
Well, I've been closing this out. You're just derailing right now.
Yeah.
Or on. The Raunchy Randy. you can Raunchy send us. Randy. Yeah, I did. You can send us an email at the RCADcast@gmail.com. And Randy, thanks, Randy. Everybody, for joining us live. We really do appreciate it.
Except John.
Except Ethan. And Randy, and happy birthday to the most important person that makes this show possible. She posts cool pictures of our show over in the Facebook group. Sherry, without you, we would not have the joy that we bring to this show. Thank you, and happy birthday. This is a great show.
One in a million.